Welcome to the Lawyer Writ Podcast. In this episode, I am talking about the signature framework that I used to build a business that makes millions of dollars and how you can apply that to your business to make millions of dollars as well. Keep listening. You're listening to the Lawyer Writ Podcast. I started my law firm at just 28 years old, and a year later, the firm profited $1.78 million. In this podcast, I teach lawyers how to strategically launch and grow their law firms into multi-million dollar empires. The doors are finally open for Accelerated CEO. If you are a lawyer who wants to start your own law firm this year, or maybe you recently started your law firm, but you need a bit of guidance about how to structure it and make it grow, or maybe you already have a law firm and you're kind of stuck and you're not making the money you want to make, but you want to take your law firm to the next level, then Accelerated CEO is for you. This is a self-paced program that includes everything I have learned over the past several years of launching and bootstrapping and running my own law firm and building it into the multi-million dollar empire that it is today. I have poured my heart and soul and knowledge and experience and everything that I have done and that I know works into this program. It is designed to meet you where you're at, to either start you from zero or whatever level you're currently at, to be used as a resource to refer back to every time you are stuck and need to pull yourself forward and continue growing your firm. If this sounds enticing, if this sounds like something you're into, I would love to have you in the program. The link is in the show notes, or you can go to lawyerbritt.co, that's LAWYERBRITT, two T's, .co/accelerated-CEO. I've made it my mission this year to help 100 lawyers build their law firms. And so I'm teaching you the framework that I used, that I created and used to build a seven-figure business, a seven-figure law firm. Because for some reason, many people think that they need things like a logo and a website in an office or like practice management software and content and YouTube videos, and all of these things are important. But that's not what business is. These things like logos and websites and softwares, these are tools that you use to run your business and to grow your business. But that's not what business actually is. Business is a system that produces an outcome for a client. That's literally all business is. Any service professional, any product-based company, they have a system in place that produces something. In the case of service professionals, it produces an outcome for the client. So when you're thinking about building your business, when you're thinking about launching a business or growing your business, don't think in terms of we need a better website. No, we think it in terms of we need a better system to bring in clients. We need a better method to build our reputation. That's what we're doing when we're talking about business and growing the business. And that's why I created this framework. This framework outlines what you need to build a seven-figure or multi-million dollar company. And that framework is process, pitch, people, profit. This isn't like a follow in my shoes outline, follow steps 1 through 10. It's a framework. You use each part to create a business that works for you. It works how you want it to operate, how you think it should be, so that you can have the life you want to live according to your values and your views. Process, pitch, people, profit is the framework that will allow you to build the business however you want to build it. I actually just unveiled this signature framework and details about how to apply the signature framework in my recent masterclass, Build Your Million Dollar Law Firm. If you'd like to watch that, you can watch it at lawyerbritt.co, BRITT.co/million masterclass. You can also find the link in the show notes. I unveiled this framework for building an actual company, a business, becoming a CEO, not just being self-employed or quitting your job and starting a business, truly becoming the owner of a business that operates without you and operates for you, however that looks for you and to you. So in process, pitch, people, profit, we analyze each of those parts of your business so that you can launch, build, and grow exactly what you envision. And so in this episode, I'm going to explain this framework to you and why you need each part and hopefully convey to you how you can apply it to your business or future business if you don't have one yet. Let's talk about process. You have heard me preach about process for years. I love systems, I love processes, I love procedures. And the process is the heart of the business. Why is that? Well, I just told you that business is nothing but a system that creates an outcome for the client. Well, the process is literally the way, the steps, way that you achieve that outcome for your client. It's what you actually do or what your team does, what your business does as a whole to get the client from A to B, make sure that they achieve, that they have the outcome that they hired you for. Once you have the way that you do things, the way that you achieve that outcome for the client, you can then start replicating that process to achieve the outcome for multiple clients. And you can build your reputation and increase your efficiency. That's the beauty of having processes, is you have this way of achieving this outcome, and then you can start replicating it for other clients and build your reputation, bring on more clients. You can also bring on team members with ease with processes. I've told this story before about when I first launched my law firm, I focused on creating processes, documented processes about how I reached each part of my overall process to reach the outcome for the client. I started documenting everything that I did. And I got to a point where I was super overwhelmed that I needed to bring on a virtual assistant. Brought on a virtual assistant. I say, hey, listen, I don't have time to teach you anything tomorrow or the next day. So here are my processes. Here's what I need you to figure out. And that new team member was able to look at the processes and immediately go to work and start completing tasks and handling parts of the procedures. So having those processes not only helps you get that outcome, build a reputation through, you know, replicated processes, but bring on team members and then scale, right? If you have processes that are documented and easy to follow, you can continue doing that for multiple clients, bring on more team members and allow them to follow the process. And then you can help more clients increase your income, increase your revenue. Not to mention, it gives you peace of mind that the clients are being served in exactly the way that you want, because you've already explained to your team how you want the process to be handled. And that's why you need to have processes in your business. That's why it's absolutely essential that you create processes. If you haven't already from day one, then start now, start today. It almost matters less what the processes actually are and more that you just have them so that you can grow your business exponentially and efficiently. Next is the pitch. So process, pitch, people, profit, framework. You've got your processes down. Now let's talk about the pitch. And when I say pitch, I mean a sales system that will generate leads consistently. This isn't about like a, where's my next client going to come from and flying by the seat of my pants and having a bunch of clients and then no clients. That's not what we're about here. Similar to having a process, you have a sales system in your business to generate leads consistently. You're attracting leads and then you're converting those leads. And you're doing it simultaneously and constantly. You're always attracting more leads and you're always converting more leads to build your business and scale. And of course, if you already have the processes in place and you're building the processes, then you have the capacity to increase and improve your sales system to generate more and more and more leads and continue scaling. You increase the number of leads and clients, and then again, grow your revenue and your income. But this is about knowing how many clients are going to be coming in, always having clients coming in the door, never worrying about, oh, I don't know where my next client's going to come from and I don't know how to get clients. No, you've got a sales system that generates the leads, attracts the leads, converts the leads. And of course, as you grow a team, you can teach your team how to convert the leads for you and further grow your business. And that is why you need your pitch, your sales system, to generate leads consistently. Of course, I just talked about your team, and that is the third part of the process, pitch, people framework, is people, building a team to handle each part of the process and help many clients at scale. Obviously, if you've got the processes in place, you can teach multiple people to do parts of the process, the whole process for many people. Again, it's however your processes work. It's however you want to generate that outcome for the client. But as long as you have that process, and as long as you have your sales system, your pitch, that is bringing in leads consistently, you can build a team to help those clients And now you're creating time freedom for yourself and for your team. You're creating time for yourself, freedom for yourself, so that you can take some time off. Remember, this framework is not about being self-employed or just starting your own business. It's about actually building a company and becoming a CEO of that company. It doesn't need to be a huge company. I have 15 team members currently, but you're still building a team. It can be small but mighty, but you're still building a team so you can create time freedom for yourself and maybe even take some time off, maybe take a vacation without absolutely losing your mind and having anxiety, right? And you scale your business and generate more revenue and more income because you have a process that you talk to your people and you have a great pitch bringing in a ton of clients that your people are helping. Do you see how this framework can be used to build any kind of business that you want? It can be used across service professional industries. It can be used in any manner. You can build the team that looks right for you. You can build a process based on what you think should be done. You can build a pitch based on who you want to attract and what you want to tell them. This framework can be used for any business and in any way that you want, exactly how you want. The last part is profit. Process, pitch, people, profit. Obviously, a business without income is just a hobby. So it's important that we are profiting. And it's also important that you're well supported for your work. It's important that you, as a business owner and your team, are well supported for the work that you're doing so that you can continue doing that work for clients at scale. If you're not being well supported for the work that you're doing, it's going to be difficult to help more clients. But if you're well supported, it's easier for you and your team to continue operating, to continue doing that process, to continue completing that process to achieve that outcome for the client. And there's really no limit on your revenue and your income, right? When you are focused on a team and a process and a sales system that is bringing in clients at a profitable rate, profitable time, profitable amount, now you can continue helping people and grow and help people at scale. And you can achieve the outcome for so many people that you are so well supported and your team is so well supported that you just continue helping more and more people. And that's why profit is important, is because you could be a budget option, you could be low cost, but is that going to be a strategic return on your time and growth overall? It's probably not, because at some point you hit burnout or people are too overwhelmed and quality starts slipping, the process doesn't work as well. So it's important to have that profit aspect so that you're well supported and you can continue using that support that you're getting to then help more and more people achieve that outcome, and they need you for that. So you need to be well supported and you need to have profit. Now that we've discussed why each part of the process, pitch, people, profit framework is important, I encourage you to analyze your business currently as it stands, or if you have not created, if you haven't launched your business yet, then to look at what your plans are for the business. And I want you to think about each part of this framework and really dig into the details of how you've set up each part. What does your process look like? Is it efficient? Can you do it better? How is your pitch? Do you have a sales system that is set up to generate clients on autopilot, or are you just flying by the seat of your pants? Should you create a sales system to bring in clients consistently? What about your team? What does your team look like right now? Are they set up in a way that is generating the profit needed to continue performing the process for many clients? Do you need more people on your team? Do you need to hire team members to help you achieve that outcome, to help you run that process for your clients? Probably. What does your profit look like? Are you making the money that you want to make? Do you feel well supported? I really encourage you to sit down and analyze each part of your business. I encourage you to analyze your process, your pitch, your people, and profit, and see, really be honest with yourself, if each part of your business is living up to your standards, your desires, how you want your business to run, what you want your high-end life to look like, and get honest with yourself about, do I need to make improvements to my process? Do I need to make improvements to my sales system? Do I need to hire more people? Do I need to make changes? Do I need to increase my rates? This is, again, not a just follow in my shoes outline. This is really deciding what you want and how you want to do it. It's all up to you. I'm not saying that there's only one way to be successful in business, because there's absolutely not. What I'm saying is this is what you need to have a successful business. This is what you need to build to have a successful business and to make millions. This framework has made me millions of dollars. It's exactly the framework that I created and used to set up my business so that it could run almost on autopilot. Obviously, I am very involved in my business, but this is a business that works for me. It operates the way I want it to operate. It allows me to live my high-end life, and I encourage you to use it to build yours as well. If you found value in this episode, I would love for you to share on your Instagram stories and tag me at lawyer.britt with two T's, B-R-I-T-T. I will repost your story to my page. And if there are any topics that you want me to talk about in the podcast, please DM me, and I would love to give you my advice, opinions, and encouragement.